This is www.earthtriberadio, your home on planet Earth. Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Jill.
And guess who we've got with us today? We've got Mika Shoemaker with us.
Hello.
Hi, Mika. So good to have you here. So today, Mika has a great deal of wisdom and information for us. She's a breathwork healer. She has a company for personal branding. She does parenting support through Mommy Minutes. But I'm really interested, because we've talked about it in different ways, your work on emotional freedom. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just wanted to thank you. It's just such an honor to be here and be able to, you know, share what I've learned in my life. And I recognize that, you know, the value of being here with you, both of you, who've had many wonderful wise years. And I'm just so honored.
That's for true.
Honored to be in the presence of the wise elders, which is very dear to my heart.
Thank you.
So just wanted to start with that. So yeah, emotional freedom is something that I have been paying close attention to. In my life, I have always had comfort with feeling. You know, some people have almost like a block or inability to feel certain things or even know what they're feeling. And I feel pretty blessed in that I know what my feelings are. And
that's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is a huge deal. And I think that's sometimes the first step, which is why I had a recent issue with this blind spot, because I thought I was so in touch with my feelings.
And what happened?
Well, what happened was I realized I wasn't in touch with my feelings recently. You know, it wasn't until another wise friend of mine asked, well, how are you feeling? And then I thought to myself, it has no difference how I'm feeling. Like, what? That's not the topic. Like, we have this problem over here. I was so focused on the problem that I was just sweeping all the feelings that I was having under the rug. And it was such a blind spot because I thought I knew how to be in touch with my emotions. I knew how to hold my feelings. And what I didn't realize was I had put my feelings in the trunk, and yet the feelings were driving me. And I couldn't find a solution to this problem because I had so much of this stuff that I had stuffed down. And I'm going, wait a second. I preach this stuff of, you know, letting go of the emotions, feeling them through your body and releasing them. And I didn't do it. You know, so that was one of the days that I just had this humbling humility experience and realized, wow, it doesn't matter how long you know about this stuff. You know, there's always another layer of becoming aware and having compassion for yourself and taking responsibility and then starting from there to making another choice.
That's fantastic. that's where the real growth and wisdom comes, is realizing that we have that happens to us, and then working through that and opening it up. And, yeah, that means a lot to me, emotional freedom, in many different ways.
What, Fiona? It's so huge, too, that many people are just not aware that they are being driven by those hidden emotions, and that they are at the beck and call of them, without judging it, of course. But the fact is that to realize that and then get tools that you can use to be able to make it more conscious.
Yeah.
And do you do this with breath work? Emotional freedom?
Yes. Yeah, so breath work is a tool to achieve emotional freedom. And sure enough, you know, what I had done was I had slacked on my breath work practice, you know, because it is a practice. It's not a one and done.
Right.
You know, it's great to go in to receive breath work or do it yourself. But if you're not doing it consistently, it's a practice. And then things kind of like start to settle in again and the cobwebs start, you know, creating themselves. So, yeah, breath work is one of the tools that I use in order to get to that place of releasing the emotions so that you can be free.
Can you share what breathwork means for you?
Yes. So there are many forms of breathwork. I actually run a group on Facebook where I introduced some of the really short tools, different types of techniques of breathwork. So
can we have the name of that?
Oh, yes. The Facebook group is called Breathe Vision Into Life.
Breathe Vision into Life.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. It's a closed group, but you should be able to look it up on Facebook, and just if you request to join, I can bring you in. So we did a breathwork challenge, 6 days of breathing, and each day I introduced a different type of breath technique. And this is just to get you aware that just a few breaths can create a physiological change in you so that you can have a more relaxation or release of stress or upliftment if you're feeling down. And so, you know, those are little tools that you can use, and it only takes, actually, there was a study about taking six deep breaths can actually lower your blood pressure. And I love little studies like that because, you know, we all know in this world of energy that, you know, whatever we do with our emotions and feelings and thoughts can create change. But it's also fun to see how our bodies, our physical state can be changed with a little bit of awareness. Mm-hmm. We get to use our body as a tool to get to a place where we calm down. So, you know, those are several different things that I go over in the group. And then for me, the breath work that is really deep and healing is a technique taught by David Elliott. He's my teacher. And they're basically what it does, it brings your body into a state of heightened alertness because breath is, it's really interesting. We do it all the time. And yet if we bring awareness to a breath and do it in a certain sequence, sometimes it is the hardest thing to do. And you'd think we've been breathing since birth. It can't be that hard to breathe. But the specific way that my teacher teaches it brings your body into heightened alert to where the body thinks, oh boy, what's happening here? Yeah. This is a little different than normal. And it creates a certain type of brain wave. And it takes your mind, it takes your attention out of your mind and into the body. And then what it does, it actually releases all resistance towards what is, so that you can then go into a deeper meditative state. And once you're in that deeper meditative state, then anything could happen, right? It's such a cool experience because you're letting go of your logical mind. It's the fastest way to quiet down that monkey mind, that chatter that goes on constantly in our minds. And get into that state of oneness, flow, you know, with spirit or whatever you would call it, you know, one with the universe. And I've had just a plethora of experiences of just feeling good and floaty to, you know, the feeling of being hugged by the universe, to all the way to, you know, total visions of spirits coming in and talking to me and feeling like I'm completely out of the body in a different planet, you know, all of those experiences. And the important thing about that is not so much the experiences or the visions or, you know, what you might quote unquote achieve in the sessions, but what's happening in your body while you do that is that your body is intelligent enough to know where it needs to let go the held and stored emotions. And you don't need to figure out, oh, this thing happened when I was 6 years old with my father and that's stored in my kidneys. You know, you don't need to know all that stuff for this to work because the body and the universe that supports this exercise just comes in to release it for you. And wow. Yeah, so my experience has been, you know, sometimes I'm crying like a baby and sometimes I'm just raging and sometimes I'm laughing because this is all hilarious. And when I come out on the other side, I'm not sure what's different, but something's different. Mm-hmm. Like something has just been dropped and I feel lighter, I feel clearer, I feel stronger, I feel more confident. And so that has been my experience with breath work, and that's the type of breath work that I use with my clients is that.
Okay, so so when you talk about your clients, do you have to be there so that you are Hi, honey. We've got a beautiful doggy here called Zoe. So, do you, you're in attendance, in other words. You're the guide. Mm-hmm. So, people don't do this on their own.
Can you do it over the phone or through Skype?
So, yes, and yes.
Okay.
In person, especially the first few times, mm-hmm. is obviously the best experience, yeah. because I get to be there in physical form in front of this person who mm-hmm. is going to be doing the breathing, and I get to be fully present, and they know that I'm fully present, even if they have their eyes closed, which they do.
So there's a comfort zone mm-hmm. for the person going through this for the beginning first few times.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And, you know, I get to use some incense or oils, you know, something that might help them get into a more relaxed state as well. However, I've done this over Skype. Mm-hmm. I still get to see them. They know that I'm here. And so I'll get to see how their body is doing, because they're, you know, the body does release in certain ways. So I get to see that. And the intention is there. You know, even if you're remote, the intention of me holding transformation and the best possible outcome for this person is there, and it's happening. So, you know, that's the next best thing, is to do it over like a video conference type of situation. And then the third is, once they do it a few times, everybody has this. This is not some sort of elite tool. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be an expert in breathing to just know the technique and know what it's for.
Yeah.
So that's why I do it for myself. And when I do it every day, it's really amazing. But it's not that I have my healer coming in and doing this with me. I do it by myself in bed, you know, right after I wake up. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, there are all these different ways that you can utilize it.
So if you have, I'm also putting this together with the emotional freedom mm-hmm. aspect mm-hmm. to it. So this is how it's coming through in my mind. Suppose I have a need to release something in my throat, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. Do you work with certain parts of the body if you think I'm constricted here mm-hmm. in my throat, mm-hmm. so I need to, and I don't know why, because it could be something, I don't know. So would you be able to focus on that with a specific breath to help work on the throat for emotional freedom?
So the wonderful thing about the breath work that I teach, or that I facilitate, mm-hmm. I should say, is that you don't have to have all these different types of breathing technology mm-hmm. in order to release things from different parts of your mm-hmm. body. It really is about the intention. And, mm. you know, it's one of those things that it's simple, not easy necessarily, but simple, right? So we don't, our mind loves to just connect into, oh, if it's the throat that's, you know, blocked, then I probably need this prescription, you know, whether it's this herbs or these oils or this nutrition or whatever it is. And I probably need to express myself often when I go to parties, I need to speak up, you know, whatever it mm-hmm. is. And we have a plethora of things that you can do, because all that is doing in order to release blocks in a certain area, as opposed to just trusting the process and knowing that we might think it's in our throat, but maybe it's something else. Maybe it's around safety. It might be the first chakra issue mm-hmm. that is just bumping against our throat. We don't know. We can have intuition towards
it. But it works anyway.
But it works. Yeah. All of it is just taken care of through the tool by spirit and by your higher power.
Wow.
Is there a name of the technique that you use?
So that's interesting, because I was wanting a name for it too. Okay. And what I learned from David Elliott is, you know, I keep giving him credit, because basically he didn't want to name this, because if he did, it would become like a, you know, copyright, trademark mm-hmm. issue, and he didn't want to own that. Mm. He wanted everybody to have this, because it is our birthright to breathe. And so some people call it two-part breath, some people call it three-part breath, just in order to distinguish it from other types of breath work. But we just call it breath work.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful that he did that, because that is so true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
that we all have. It is a birthright. I mean, we breathe, otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And that we all hold the tool, but we don't know that we do.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Important.
Yeah.
And so if people want to reach you, you've given us the web, the Facebook page. Is there another way that they can reach you?
Yeah. If you'd like to find me on Facebook, I'm on there a lot. So that's probably the best way. Mika L. Shoemaker, the initial L. Yeah, if you want to message me with any questions or any requests, that would be one way that you can
get a hold of me. Yeah, you would do small groups as well as individuals.
Yes, I can. Currently I'm doing mostly individuals because I myself am pretty new at this as well. So I want to make sure that I am able to hold one person's energy before I go into a bigger room. But yeah, smaller groups is
well. You know, the interesting thing that he said, which is that you've been doing this your whole life, and you are very intuitive, and you've been holding energy for your family and for yourself and for other things you've done. So, it's incorporating a lot of the things you've done for your whole life, practically, and certainly in different stages and other things. So you might be new to this technique, but it's incorporating a lot of things you've been doing forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, Mika. Thank you so much for sharing about breathwork. I think it's so significant. I used to use it. I don't use it as much now as I used to, but it's, you know how you go in waves of where you move with different techniques. And I remember when Taja, my daughter, was little, if people would ring when I was doing breath work, she would say, "I'm sorry, Mom can't come to the phone. She's breathing."
Oh, that's so great.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so lovely talking with you. We're going to be back with you soon. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.